In the news update for May the 18th, 2022, on this Wednesday early morning edition, part four, continuing on with the rest of the War Room, Alex Jones Show, hour two into number three. And we're broadcasting on XM Radio, FM Radio, all podcasting venues. And you can find us at Stitcher, Spotify, Apple Podcast, and many more. And you can, our podcast, if you want to look for it, if you're new to us, it's Top Headlines, National and International News Stories. That's how you write it, folks. Thanks for supporting something noble and good. Please tell your friends and share it on your social media. And here we go. Let's pick up where we left off. The True Voice of Freedom on the Freedom Network.
Elon, come on, dude. Let's make some good movies together. You know, I mean, I do movies that would be chump change for you. That you'll get your money back with me. I don't lose my investors' money. But I love what he's doing. I love the fact that he's definitely not afraid to put himself out there. I was surprised he was on SNL. It's the first time I've ever watched SNL in probably 10 years, just to watch him. But
it kind of stopped being funny.
It's been funny a long time ago.
Time magazine then named me Donald Trump's top pastor, so I'm honored with that title. Man, just been preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, but also the policies of the America First agenda led by President Donald Trump. And so that's why it's important that black faces be real. When I say real face, black faces, I mean black people who have the spirit of our ancestors did, which was building and growing and not dividing and separating. Right now, that's kind of what's happening in America, is that we are pushing that agenda of Dr. King away. The dream is dying. What Dr. King said, that people will be judged not by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. Well, we're losing that.
Hey, he loves the country. You can see that enthusiasm for our country. That's what it's all about, right? Enthusiasm. Almost nowhere. Speaking of enthusiasm, like Texas, I love Texas. Remember, they said it's going to be a very close race in Texas. It's going to be very close. So, he's against God. He's against oil, he's against guns, and they said it was going to be close. I didn't think so, and it wasn't close. We won that race by a lot. But I'm thrilled to be back in the Lone Star State.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have contracted with one of the top companies in the United States.
Well, if I went over his bio, it would take us an hour, but he was in the Reagan administration, did incredible work for America. He's an American success story that came to this country and knocked it out of the park. He has been a best-selling author. He has been a bigger filmmaker than really any documentary filmmaker out there in the last 50 years. The biggest numbers, the biggest gross. He really is a cultural icon. And that's why he was also a political prisoner, absolutely framed in campaign finance for doing nothing wrong. And we saw the same thing with Rick Perry, charged when he vetoed a Democrat bill. Part of the law, the governor can veto a bill. The same group's trying to put me in jail right now. So he's a hero, ladies and gentlemen, Dinesh D'Souza. And if anybody's going to turn the tide, it's people like him and the folks, of course, like James O'Keefe, that just keep dropping bombshell after bombshell. This is real investigative journalism. This is real filmmaking. I've watched 2000 Mules three times. And it is just smoking gun evidence of how they did it. They used the red herring of saying it was machines. We exposed it back at the time. No, it was the mules. They said the red wave was coming, the red mirage, but they would get the votes they needed. And now a bunch of Democrat-controlled states have announced that they're going to allow ballots for 7 days after the midterms to be mailed in. So this is their strategy. It's how they're doing it. Joining us for the next 30 minutes or so is Dinesh D'Souza of 2000mules.com, at Dinesh D'Souza on Twitter. Again, sir, I don't get starstruck by really anybody, but the work you've done for this country and my family and our culture and the world is unmeasurable. Thank you so much for not buckling under the pressure.
Well, Alex, that certainly means a lot. And I also want to give a lot of credit here to the election intelligence group called True the Vote, because they provided the research foundation for this movie. They came to me and they said, we got to show you some stuff. I looked at it and I was like, I'm looking at a caliber of evidence I haven't seen before in this area. And I convinced them, I said, look, do not put this out in dribs and drabs because the left will swat you down. Let's put the whole story together in a movie. It's the appropriate intellectual and emotional venue to do this. And fortunately, they trusted me to unfurl this story. And boy, is the left having problems with this movie, which, by the way, is going into wide release in theaters this coming weekend, Friday, May 20th, 400 theaters, 4 showings a day. So, you know, you can go catch it in the theater this weekend. Please do.
Absolutely incredible. And by any measurement, this is already a blockbuster, not just for a documentary. And it's only gaining steam. A massive first release, first online, then, of course, DVD, and now into theaters. Let's talk about the film and then their response and what's happened since it was released a few weeks ago.
The left has unleashed their familiar battery of fact checkers. And normally these are sort of, these are guys with truncheons, and they're normally capable of shutting any such venture down very quickly. Unproven allegations, blah, 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 conspiracy theory, most secure election in history, big lie. But I think once they saw this film, and even from seeing the trailer, they realized that's not going to work here, because not only do we have electronic, which is to say cell phone geo-tracking, which places the criminals at the scene of the crime unmistakably. I mean, you can give your cell phone to your wife, but the fact that that cell phone was at that scene is not open to dispute. And then surveillance video, 4 million minutes of it. We have a lot of this footage in the movie. So you begin to realize the stupidity of the fact checkers. Well, maybe Dinesh, this is a guy who's taking the votes of his family members. And I'm like, well, okay, but would a normal person like that go to 10 or more drop boxes in the middle of the night, no, wearing gloves, taking photos of the ballots as they go into the box? This makes absolutely no sense. So the left has got something here that they don't know how to handle. They're trying desperately to explain it, and they cannot.
And again, you guys, this company went out and was able to buy the data from the apps and the telephone companies that then shows how they went to the safe houses, the NGOs, how they then delivered them around the town, sometimes going to dozens of locations. Then you're able to go get the surveillance footage that is at each location, actually show them doing it, taking the photo to prove that they did their job, then taking their gloves off, throwing in the trash can. And they're just doing this in a very mechanized military fashion.
Yeah, they're picking up these mules. The mule is just the paid operative who's delivering these illegal votes and is hired to do so by a left-wing organization. So they stop at these vote stash houses. That's where they get the ballots. They don't come up with their own. They're given a backpack or a satchel full of ballots. And by the way, they're instructed, don't go and drop all the ballots in one box. Why? Because if you go put 300 ballots in one box, the next day when the election officials open the boxes, there'll be a massive spike. And so they're instructed, 3 ballots here, 5 ballots there, 8 ballots here. And that's why the mules go on these routes to multiple drop boxes. And this is how it was actually, we found a way, just an ingenious way, the True the Vote devised to bust them by tracking their phones.
And as you said, the so-called fact checkers are apoplectic. They don't know what to do. This is open and shut information. But where's the Justice Department? Where's the FBI? We know that USPS drivers and others would find tens of thousands of ballots all pre-marked for Biden from one state to another. They thought it was suspicious, and then the FBI came and threatened them.
Well, if you ask me where the Justice Department is, I would honestly say that they're probably trying to figure out ways that they can diffuse this story, because the Justice Department today should be understood as a kind of consigliere operation for the mafia. In other words, what I'm getting at is if the evidence of the film is solid, which I believe it is, in effect, what we're saying is that the wrong guy's in the Oval Office, that Joe Biden is a usurper to the degree that it's illegal fraud organized by the left and by the Democrats to put him in office. And so his presence, Kamala Harris's presence, and obviously Merrick Garland's job are all based upon the success of that fraud. So what realistic expectation can we have that if we go to them, they're going to be the ones to crack down on the fraud that put them where they are?
Incredible. How do you expect them to respond to this now that nothing they've said has worked so far. It seems like now they're just hoping it goes away. What are they going to do when it hits 400 theaters? I predict it'll sell out in most of them and then be in 1,000, 2,000 theaters, meaning mega blockbuster. You've had those before, and your other films were important, but my God, nothing compared to this. I mean, you've got to have a deep sense of satisfaction, Dinesh.
Well, I really feel good because I was always dissatisfied with this mantra of it being the most secure election in history, because I'd go up to people who'd say that and I would say, well, how do you know that? And they'd be like, well, where's your evidence, Dinesh? And I would say, well, even if I had no evidence, it doesn't follow that this is the most secure election in history. In order for you to prove that, you've got to show me a comparison of the amount of fraud in 2020 compared to 2016, compared to 2012, compared to 2008 and 2004, and show me that there was the least fraud in this election to back up your claim that it's the most secure election. And then I realized not only had no one done that, no one has even attempted it. So there was always a kind of fragile pomposity behind this most secure election in history nonsense. And now this film comes along and blows that completely out of the water. In fact, it blows the January 6th committee out of the water, because their whole premise is that this was a secure election and anyone who says otherwise is perpetrating a big lie. It turns out that the guys who went to DC on January 6th, well, okay, maybe they shouldn't have gone into the Capitol, but in terms of their belief that this election was stolen, they were completely right.
Dinesh, it is vital that everyone that has already seen the film go to the theater, take friends and family. If these 400 theaters sell out, for people that aren't a major filmmaker like you and don't know the inside baseball, explain to them that means it'll go on 1,100 screens, then 2,000 screens, and it'll be as big as Star Wars. That's what we need.
We need the film to reach a tipping point where it breaks out into the culture, so even independents and Democrats who are not all that political, they hear about it, everyone's talking about it, they're like, we better go check this out. I think that the ordinary Democrat who sees this film will be blown away. The left is trying to prevent that. There was a very telling headline in Mediaite just a few days ago: we've seen this film so you don't have to. And you can see what's going on there. They're trying to say to people, you don't need to see the film, just read our critical review of it, that's all you need to know. Because the left is scared that their own side will see the film and go berserk. So this is a film which has great power, emotional as well as intellectual power. And you're absolutely right. The reason we're in 400 theaters is because the theaters came to us. They were like, you did a limited theatrical.
Dinesh, stay there. Dinesh D'Souza, American hero. Stay with us.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their...
One whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who is semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary at bitten.net or call 80...
So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast, now. 800-5...
Only two documents in your medical... 29 young. Again...
The fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guy's lost. Everybody knows the...
America's priorities have been really screwed up. We care about professional sports people. We care about Hollywood when they're just puppets. But when it comes to somebody like Dinesh D'Souza, I mean, I can't gush enough, because we were robbed in 2020, and we're going to be robbed again, and our country is being taken over and turning into Venezuela, as Elon Musk just said yesterday. And I know victory when I see it. I know truth when I see it. I know the research. This film, 2000 Mules, 2000mules.com, see it online, buy the DVD, is literally like penicillin to somebody that's got gangrene. It is so important. It's like somebody steals your car, and then they find it. And the person that finds it, you love them. Well, this is way more important than your car. It's our children's future. So Dinesh D'Souza, you're going to talk about how to release a film and do this in the age of censorship. You're an example to everybody. Next segment, this segment with 8 minutes left, this film, the response, the different angles, you've got a lot to say. I could ask questions, but you've got the floor.
Well, the left has been trying to put holes in the film, and they have really come up short on pretty much every front. One tack that they've tried is the idea that, well, we have to assume that these are all legal votes that have merely been illegally delivered. But the fact that they are illegally delivered doesn't invalidate the votes themselves. Now, first of all, these are not legal votes. There is no way for hundreds of thousands of legal votes to mysteriously end up in the possession of a handful of left-wing inner-city organizations. How would that even happen? Are tens of thousands of people saying, well, you know what, it's too much trouble for me to go to a Dropbox. I'm just going to go to some left-wing organization and give them my filled-out ballot for them to hire a mule to deliver with gloves on in the middle of the night. I mean, this makes absolutely no sense. So there's no plausible way for these legal votes to have ended up in the possession, by the way, of sometimes 501c3 or nonprofit groups that are explicitly forbidden by the IRS to engage in partisan electioneering on behalf of any candidate or any party. So this notion that they're legal votes illegally delivered is nonsense. But even if they were, once you pay mules, you have corrupted that vote. Even in states like California, which have very liberal vote harvesting laws, you're allowed to give your ballot, say, to your neighbor and say, you know what, you drop it off. But if I say to my neighbor in California, I'll give you my ballot and I'll pay you $10 to drop it off, that becomes a fraudulent vote. That's illegal. That vote cannot be counted.
That's so incredible. What are they going to do when it gets in 2,000 movie screens, which you know it's going to? It's blockbuster, Total Truth. What are they going to do? I mean, this is insane. Because they're, as you know, they're trying the same thing in all these battleground states, again announcing that they're going to do the same mail-in. They're passing laws for 5 days, 7 days after to pull the same scam to get whatever amount of votes they need. Like Nancy Pelosi said right before the election, she said, there's a red mirage. It'll look like he wins, but we will have the mail-in votes after. And they did.
Well, the left strategy can be, I have it down almost to a science. Their first strategy, try to prevent the message from getting out. That's their first approach. Ignore it. Don't say, like the Hunter Biden story, let's all pretend that this movie doesn't exist. Now, that strategy is failing, and they actually know it's failing. So their next strategy is fact-checking. So what they'll do is they unleash these fact-checkers. And these, by the way, these are 20 and 30-somethings. They're writing about geo-tracking, a subject on which they know nothing. They're writing about election laws. Election laws are made, by the way, at the state level. So there are different laws in Arizona, as there are in Georgia, as there are in Pennsylvania. So these guys will come to me and say things like, well, you know, vote harvesting, Dinesh, is legal. And I go, is it legal in Georgia? Is it legal in Arizona? And they give me a blank look like, they don't know. So even with geo-tracking, what they do is a typical fact-checker will call around to one academic after another until he finds some guy who says, oh, yeah, I have an article here from 2009 that says geo-tracking's not that reliable. Boom, that's their guy. They then quote this academic, this sociologist at Ball State University says that geo-tracking is unreliable. So this is the intellectual caliber of opposition I'm dealing with. It's completely weightless intellectually. But what they're counting on is the ignorance of their own audience. They're counting on being able to tell people something that they don't know any better. And they go, oh, yeah, the fact checkers looked at this movie and they found it was very inadequate.
Well, Dinesh, for those that don't know, and obviously you got one of the top companies, bought the data. It's all there. It's all crystal clear. Any grand jury would indict these different NGOs that did this. And I guess that'll be the next phase for state grand juries and others. And there's a lot of indictments happening right now already. This film, I predict, will break it all open. But everybody knows how a cruise missile works, or precision-guided munition out of artillery now. We're 30 miles away, the Pentagon, 35 miles away. They have a howitzers that can hit a Jeep with ammunition, and they're using GPS. Well, it's GPS. So the general public's GPS is good down to 5 feet. The Pentagon's is down to about a foot. It's how they could, you know, shoot cruise missiles in the 90s down chimneys in Iraq. So the idea that this isn't real is preposterous. Everybody knows GPS is in their car, and they know how damn accurate it is.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, the CDC is using geo-tracking to verify if people are social distancing. So if geo-tracking was not accurate to within 6 feet, how could you possibly do that? So in case after case, whether it's the intelligence agencies, whether it's the FBI, in all kinds of ways we see, Chief Justice Roberts, by the way, reviewed the evidence on cell phone geo-tracking accuracy. He did this in the Carpenter case, 2018. It was a privacy case But he said this. He goes, the accuracy of geotracking today, is about as good as taking an ankle bracelet and affixing it to the ankle of a prisoner so that you can know not their approximate, but their exact location.
And that's it. And so the public gets this. They have no way around this. And as you quoted, partly Mahatma Gandhi said, first they ignore you, then they laugh at you, then they attack you, then we win. And so we're at the attack point right now, aren't we?
Yeah, so they launch a lot of ad hominem attacks and sort of, you know, Dinesh is a felon. First of all, I'm a former felon. I'm in that rare category of people who are former felons. Dinesh is trying to, you know, repay Trump because he got pardoned. All this kind of nonsense. Look, the evidence, the beauty of this movie is that the evidence for it is your own two eyes. This is the power of the surveillance video. Now, unhappily, there's not video everywhere. I wish there was video at every Dropbox. There's video only at a few Dropboxes. Now, so what happens is it's kind of like you got a serial killer. He goes from house to house to house, and you have his DNA. Now, in this case, we're talking not about human DNA, but digital DNA. Each of our cell phones has a unique ID that allows you to place the cell phone at the Dropbox, and in this case, at many Dropboxes. And then in some cases, you have supporting video evidence. So the cell phone evidence shows that at 3 a.m. in the morning, let's just say on October 10th in early voting, the mule Dinesh D'Souza was at this Dropbox. You happen to have video, you go look on the video at 3 a.m., boom, there's Dinesh. What's he doing? He's got a big backpack and he's stuffing ballots. So the power of this is you have two independent types of evidence that come together to reinforce each other.
Geolocating and the video. Dinesh D'Souza, unbelievable. Stay there, one more segment. We're going to talk about so much, and we'll also expose something really important. Stay there, sir. Dinesh D'Souza, greatest living documentary filmmaker, is with us live.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
He could be making documentaries about penguins. At the level he's at, he'd be the number one guy. Number one viewers, number one gross. He belongs to America. He belongs to us. What a success story. Absolutely why we need the best brains of the world, especially places like India. What an incredible American. We would be in so much trouble. I've been on air 27 years, folks. I know Dinesh D'Souza well, and I cannot, again, compliment him enough. We need to celebrate our leaders. We need to celebrate our researchers and icons, and out of everybody, other than like Donald Trump, when it comes to promoting America and really upsetting the globalist apple cart, is Dinesh D'Souza, and I am just so happy to have him here with us for one more segment. And very, very exciting about 2000mules.com. You need to go there, you need to watch it. You need to have your friends and family over. You need to have your company of your boss watch it. You need to get the DVD, and you need to go see it in theaters. I know I'm going to go see it for the fourth time when it hits theaters this weekend. And my parents haven't seen it yet. I'm going to take them. This is an act of resistance and an act of celebration of the truth. This thing has victory written all over it. It's already over the top successful. So, Dinesh, you wanted to encourage other independent filmmakers and other people to understand there is a populist nationalist explosion, not just here, but worldwide. Hollywood's dead. Netflix is collapsing. CNN has collapsed. And we have to go out and produce films and do shows and do podcasts and just simply keep doing it because they're censoring us because we have the truth and we're powerful and just keep moving forward. Folks, have to understand, as dark as things are, that's because they're doing it out of weakness. Dinesh D'Souza, as, again, the number one documentary filmmaker in the world, what is your advice to folks out there?
Well, we had to develop a unique business plan for this movie because we couldn't do all the things we had done before. You can't advertise on Facebook. You can't advertise. You can't put the trailer up on YouTube. I didn't want to put this movie on Amazon Prime or iTunes. Why? Because they can take it down. I said, I'm only putting the movie on uncancelable platforms. So the good news is that the big video platform named Rumble came to me and said, listen, what about if we partner together? We want to kind of go into the movie business and we want to show creators, conservative creators, yes, but any creators, people who make content, that you don't have to release the content where every time you make a dollar, somebody else gets 65 cents and you get 35 cents, which often makes your project unviable. So they said, what we'd like you to do is feature this film on our platform called Locals. You essentially offer it, we'll take 10% and you can keep 90. See, this is basically, I have to figure out a way to stay viable in the film business because I'm not a nonprofit. What I mean is I go to investors and I tell them, listen, give me money, give me $100,000. I'll work really hard in the market to try to get it back to you. Why? So that you can then give it to me again to make the next movie. So I call this, somewhat jokingly, I call it recycled philanthropy, because what I'm trying to do is get a guy not to keep giving me $100,000 again and again, but to make the same $100,000 work in multiple movies. And I've got investors who've been with me for 6 movies. Why? Because I run their money around the block, I give it back to them, I show up the next day and take it back and put it into the next movie.
Incredible. And if you go back to the Clinton archives from their museum in Little Rock, it was World Net Daily that sued 10 years ago and got the documents. As soon as they got in their White House, they said, we can't let conservatives and populists build their own media. They've got books, they've got VHS tapes now. If they build their own media, that's popular, they will defeat us. We've got to attack and go after that. Now we have the new Project Veritas video of the FBI whistleblower admitting that they're spying and attacking independent media and trying to put independent media leaders, conservatives, in jail. And again, you mentioned it earlier, you're a felon for trying to get a few people to donate to your friend's Senate campaign for Hillary Clinton's seat. I mean, literally did nothing wrong, but that's what they do. So it's such apropos justice that here you are exposing real election fraud when they tried to destroy you for doing nothing. It's just, it's bittersweet.
Absolutely. When my case came up, I realized that if they were successful in destroying my career, then they would have won. That was really their goal. Their goal was, in terms of public influence, to like take me out. And they were really smug. They thought that they were going to be able to do that. So the fact that I've been able to have an even bigger career ever since and not lose my sense of fearlessness. In fact, on the contrary, I'm more than ever convinced that we're dealing with a gangster operation on the left. And so it becomes part of my goal to expose that in such a way that these people will be held to account and, in fact, will never recover.
Well, that's right. And again, they tried to put George Washington and Thomas Jefferson in jail. And the fact that I've watched your trajectory since I was a little kid. My dad was a huge Reagan fan. We went and saw speeches. I knew who you were when I was like, you know, 10 years old. The fact that you have persevered under all these attacks, and I could see it. You got more effective, more powerful when they tried to silence you. You didn't take that attack and be a victim. You took that and you overcame.
It outraged my basic sense of justice. In other words, my view at the beginning, and this comes out of the Reagan years, I thought, well, look, you know, this is an academic debate. You've got two sides that have different views of America. We put both them before the American people and the American people choose. It wasn't until I sat across from these kind of Obama Justice Department lawyers and I realized that that's not how they see me at all. They don't see me as a critic, someone who disagrees with them. They see me as an enemy that they need to destroy. If they could have locked me up for 20 years for that trivial violation, they would have done it because they play for keeps. I mean, these are ruthless characters. And I realized that we need a certain degree of tenacity and ruthlessness on our side just to be up to the challenge that we're facing from them.
Well, when I talk to my 4 children, and I've told them this, I haven't told my 5-year-old this yet, but I tell my son and my 2 older daughters, I said, Dinesh D'Souza and people like Donald Trump and people like, you know, the folks over at Project Veritas, James O'Keefe, I said, that's what you want to be like, because literally, it just makes me so proud to be an American. Let me ask you this, Dinesh, in closing, we got 3 minutes left. Do you see, not just feel, the pendulum swinging back? And if so, how do you think the deep state counters that?
Well, I think what's happening is that the Republican Party, generally conservatives, are beginning to be fully aware of what they're up against, and they're getting much tougher. Now, the leadership hasn't kept suit, and the leadership is sort of being dragged, kicking and screaming, into this kind of new Republican Party, which is not the same as the Republicans of the Reagan era. And the deep state is very nervous about all this because ultimately this is what they're trying to block. This is what they're trying to contain. And they really can't do it. They think that they have the smartest people, but they're not smart enough. They think that they can control everything, but they actually can't. I think that at the end of the day, our future is in our own hands. Now, if the Republicans adopt the kind of, I call it the wildebeest mentality, which is in comes the lion and eats two wildebeests and the others go, let me graze over here so maybe I'll be the last guy to be eaten. If that's our philosophy, then we're going to lose in the end. But I don't think that's going to be our philosophy, even with the GOP. I think once Ted Cruz and Lindsey Graham and even the Republican establishment type see this movie, they may not, I don't know what they'll say, but they'll look at each other and they'll go, this is a problem.
Well, you're right. And it gives courage to other people to tell the truth and give somebody true evidence instead of the courts during the election, after the election, blocking any real investigation. Finally, you've done one. And it's like giving water to a man in the desert who is dying of thirst. This is so incredibly important. And I want the listeners to understand they need to go to 2000mules.com. They need to get the DVD and download the film and watch the film and make every, plus you want to make people. It's an incredible film. And I just know, in closing with 45 seconds, I think it's a safe bet we're going to see some state grand juries come out of what you've done.
Well, let's note that in Yuma, Arizona, in Yuma County, the sheriff watched the movie and opened up an immediate criminal investigation. He's looking at ballot trafficking in Yuma. Now, we interview a mule in the movie. She was busted for ballot trafficking. She's cooperating with the authorities. That's how we could get her in the film. And so that's the first sign, but it's an important sign that this film is going to have a real prosecutorial impact.
Absolutely. 2000mules.com. Dinesh D'Souza, thank you so much for the time. Once it comes out in theaters, please join us again. And again, we really salute everything you're doing. You are Americana. You're like the John Wayne of our modern times, and we appreciate you, brother.
Thank you so much.
Wow. Man, this film is incredible. It is coffin nails to the tyrants. This is so damn important. We'll be right back with big breaking news and so much more. Infowars.com tomorrow's news. Now. So what are they going to do? They're going to attack a minority church or college or grocery store, some type of minority gathering.
Or a massive white supremacist attack these days. That's all the pre-programming in the media. So you know what's coming.
And you're going to be bad because you were a Republican voter, period. That's how they intend to do this, is connect the Republican Party to white supremacism and the Second Amendment to it. That's how they're pushing for violence and preparing real false flags. Not just guys dressed up like white nationalists to discredit the Republican gubernatorial candidate in Virginia, but violence, my friends. And that's, so if you go to a black church or you go to a, you know, rural, say, black grocery store, you better be packing. You better be watching. Because let me tell you, the deep states are coming. So what are they going to do? They're going to attack a minority church or college or grocery store, some type of minority gathering. And they're either going to completely false flag it and do it 100% themselves, or they're going to find mentally ill, incel, white supremacist types that will really be devil worshipers, whacked out of their minds on prescription and illegal drugs. It'll be a 2 or 3 man idiot squad that'll go in and start shooting black people at a church. Then there'll be a backup team that'll kill them, claiming they committed suicide, will then actually kill a couple hundred black people. Because the Satanist always starts shooting people and they kind of, wow, I'm actually killing somebody. This isn't as cool as I thought. And then they get killed by the black op team. The black op team then kills the lion's share of the people. They're going to want a big number, hundreds of dead black children. So if you go to a black church or you go to a, you know, rural, say, black grocery store, you better be packing. You better be watching. Because let me tell you, the deep states are coming. It's going to be the whole collapse of society, and you're going to be bad because you were a Republican voter, period. That's how they intend to do this, is connect the Republican Party to white supremacism and the Second Amendment to it. That's how they plan to overturn it. That's the whole program you're seeing right now. But if the people are aware of it, it's over. This is the New World Order's revolution. This is an assault, and it only gets worse from here. And that's why, no matter how much heat they get and how bad they look, and no matter how much everything they do falls apart, they are
moving towards staging massive terror attacks and other crises to blame their opposition and frame us for terror so they can move directly against us.
They're going to try to launch a race war. They're going to pull off a false flag event, try to blame, of course, the gun owners and Trump supporters and Christians and so on. They will see if the people will comply to turn in their guns, which I believe people will not comply. That would be insane at this point with the police being defunded and violent crime exploding, you know, all across liberal cities everywhere. People need self-defense more than ever, including, by the way, women and people of color, and also gays and lesbians and transgenders are buying guns more than ever before right now. So it's the left that's buying guns more than ever. So it's going to make gun control very difficult among left-wing legislators. So they're going to try to push a false flag, and they're going to try to take the guns. If we, the American people, if we surrender our guns, I believe we will be invaded.
They are planning, in my view, false flag terror attacks here in America to cement their rollout against us.
Massive white supremacist attack they stage. That's all the pre-programming in the media, so you know what's coming.
They're pushing for violence and preparing real false flags, not just guys dressed up like white nationalists to discredit the Republican gubernatorial candidate in Virginia, but violence, my friends. And that's why they're freaking out, because that's the card they want to play. We have a special guest joining us next hour who's an amazing talk show host in his own right, Clay Clark, Reawaken America Tour. I've had a chance to speak at one of these, so is Owen. They've got Dr. Zelenko and Dr. David Martin and Charlie Kirk and Mel Kay speaking. We're not here to just promote this big event they've got. I've been invited to all these, and I wish I could be at them, but I'm just tied down here trying to keep this vessel afloat. But he's going to be on to talk about the whole New World Order, the UN treaty, the Ukraine situation, the censorship, everything next hour. And as I promised to do months ago, we've been fulfilling it. We're taking a lot more calls. Now, I'm behind schedule a few months on launching a nighttime show three nights a week because, again, I'm not complaining. I have been running around like a chicken with my head cut off, trying to vet good sponsors, trying to get product. You know, I was working with Dinesh. He's a great guy to give us a great deal on a bunch of his DVDs. You can get them from us and support both of us. But that's what I'm doing. I'll be up here till 5, 6, 7 tonight, not doing news, not doing special reports, but jacking with getting money, because I don't want to let this incredible crew go. I don't want to downsize and all this fight. So please realize it's your fight. It's your future. You're in a fight, and we're together in this fight. And we are the weapon, the sword of truth you're using to defend your family. And I want you to really have that go into your consciousness and ask, is InfoWars a sword fighting for you and your family? Is InfoWars dauntless and tireless and dogged and totally tough guy? It's called the New World Order. It's called the big banks wanting to squeeze the economy and make people poor so they can loan us fiat money to take control of our lives with a social credit score and the universal basic income. That's everything. That's the whole future of our lives. The whole world's going to be about surveillance and control and them manipulating and tracking everything you do. It's all being officially announced. I've got articles everywhere, their press releases saying. And then the crew asked me during the break, they go, hey, are you all right? You really seem upset. Are you feeling okay? Well, man, we're about to have nuclear war. I mean, they're going to starve a couple hundred million people to death. Yeah, I'm pretty freaked out. Yeah, but this is real. This is not a freaking game to me, man.
But you understand, like, I love losers, right? I love your children that matter. People are already starving to death by the hundreds of millions right now. You never see it on the news. They're dying right now. They're in their freaking houses, starving to death, begging for God to help them, and no one's coming because God tells us to get up and take action, and then we don't do anything. And that paralyzes God.
Yeah, God can do it.
But God needs us to do it because God's not free will.
Once again, not for the first time, what had seemed like a nutty conspiracy theory turned out to be true.
Yeah, I'm upset. I'm really, I told you last night, I said, what's wrong with you? You're really freaked out. I'm like, yeah, I'm really freaked out. I'm really freaked out. You see, because this is real. The supply chain being cut off, the energy grid being cut off is real. Going into a time now where we're not going to be on the air. I mean, if we don't back this off, if we don't get sane people to stop the globalists, I mean,
We'll be here in 6 months. You won't be here in 6 months.
The most banned news network in the world.
Infowars.com.
Infowars comes to mind.
Infowars.com.
Infowars.
You watch Infowars?
Infowars. It's a radio show hosted by Alex Jones.
Alex Jones, nice guy.
You must be a threat if they call you out by name.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones is the greatest.
He knows who Infowars is. He's playing this joke over here. That's why the deplatforming didn't work.
Alex has been right on for over a decade.
You need to listen to Alex Jones.
It's never going to get any better. Don't look for it. Be happy with what you got. Because the owners of this country don't want that. I'm talking about the real owners now. The real owners, the big wealthy business interests that control things and make all the important decisions. Forget the politicians. The politicians are put there to give you the idea that you have freedom of choice. You don't. You have no choice. You have owners. They own you. They own everything. They own all the important land. They own and control the corporations. They've long since bought and paid for the Senate, the Congress, the state houses, the city halls. They got the judges in their back pockets. And they own all the big media companies, so they control just about all of the news and information you get to hear. They got you by the balls. They want obedient workers. Obedient workers. People who are just smart enough to run the machines and do the paperwork and just dumb enough to passively accept jobs with the lower pay, the longer hours, the reduced benefits, the end of overtime, and the vanishing pension that disappears the minute you go to collect it. And now they're coming for your Social Security money so they can give it to their criminal friends on Wall Street. It's a big club, and you ain't in it.
And you said recently, quote, when you give, they do whatever the hell you want them to do.
You better believe it.
So what specifically did they do?
If I ask them, if I need them, you know, most of the people on this stage I've given to, just so you understand, a lot of money.
You and I are not in the big club. The owners of this country know the truth. It's called the American dream, because you have to be asleep to believe it. But I'll tell you what they don't want. They don't want a population of citizens capable of critical thinking. They don't want well-informed, well-educated people capable of critical thinking. They're not interested in that. That doesn't help them. That's against their interest. That's right.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
I've been to one of their events, 10,000 people, standing room only, and they're doing it multiple times a week. And they are giving voice to people that have been suppressed and dominated, and it's going viral everywhere. And I love Victory. We had Denisha Souza on last hour. Clay Clark, Reawaken America Tour. General Flynn, right at the heart of it. Dr. Zelenka, we love him so much. Dr. David Martin, Charlie Kirk, so many others. He joins us for the hour to talk about the waterfront and all that is going on and the Great Reset versus the Great Awakening, revealing the 10 mind-blowing aspects of the nefarious surveillance under the skin transhumanism plan to enslave humanity. So, Clay Clark, thank you so much for being here. Thank you for taking time out. On Twitter, the Clay Clark, ThriveTimeShow.com. Amazing talk show host, your own right, reaching millions a day. Brother, good to have you here. I sleep at night knowing that badasses like you are out there, brother.
Well, I'll tell you this. If you would have told me 3 years ago that I would be talking to Alex Jones, Cash Patel, Dr. Zelenko, Eric Trump, General Flynn, and Oklahoma's Attorney General all within a 24-hour period of time, I would have thought you were crazy. But what's happening, Alex, is it turns out at the last Reawaken America tour we had in Myrtle Beach, I bet you I saw 25 shirts that said Alex Jones was right. And I always thought that you were right, Alex, but what I didn't recognize was how right you were and how deep the swamp was. And so what I want to do on today's show is I want to drop at least 10 knowledge bombs that your listeners maybe did not know, so you can wake up your family and friends today, because it's time to bang the gong. So knowledge bomb number one, Alex, if you want to wake up your family and friends, folks, look up HR6666. That's HR6666. Look it up in Google or DuckDuckGo right now, folks. This is actual legislation that has actually been authored by the United States Congress that would allow the Secretary of Health to take you to a quarantine camp. Now, that is not a theory. That is an actual document, Alex, that you have been talking about what would happen, but now they have codified it, and it's just sitting there waiting to be passed.
Incredible. And I've covered that bill. I even forget about it, that they have state bills and federal bills to put us in quarantine camps. Elaborate on that.
Okay, so again, there's HR 6666, which this will allow, again, elected officials, the Secretary of Health, to take you from your home and to force you into a quarantine camp. Now, knowledge bomb number two I want to share. I'm going to fire through a lot of them today, folks. So look it up. Type in CDC green zones, okay? The CDC has actually, if you go to DuckDuckGo or Google, they have actually created what they call green zones. And this is their recommendation. The Centers for Disease Control recommends that they would take you away from your home for a limited period of time, at least 6 months, to take you away to keep you from spreading the virus. So again, there's HR 6666 that's been written.
Yeah, it's a virus that's 2 weeks long maximum, but they want you to stay months in a prison. This is, remember Australia. They said, if you complain about being in a camp, we'll keep you longer to make you stop complaining. It's all about control. It's the cover for their re-education camps.
Exactly. So again, knowledge bomb one, there's HR 6666. If you're trying to wake somebody up, folks, say Google HR 6666 and tell me what you think about that. Then you have green zones. It's called a CDC green zone. Everyone should look it up. Next piece of legislation we need to look up is called HR 666. There's three sixes. This essentially is legislation that would say it's illegal for you to not agree with critical race theory.
This is by the way, we're not joking. Why do they, I want you to get into this, Clay Clark, but why are they keep putting 666? Is that to rub our nose in it? There it is on screen.
Luciferians want to always show what they're going to do before they do it, okay? So another example, CERN, their logo is 666. I encourage everyone to look it up. CERN has what's called a Hadron Collider, okay? It's the world's largest computer. Elon Musk has said that he would like to use his company called The Boring Company to help these CERN folks make an even larger larger computer. CERN, for their grand opening, they actually had a satanic ritual. Folks, if you go to YouTube right now and type in CERN satanic ritual, you can see it. But CERN, their logo is 666. I'm going to keep going down the 666 trail for a minute.
And it's people running around in black robes doing mock human sacrifices at the gateway to CERN. You are on fire, brother.
Well, now, if you type in WO2020-060606, Bill Gates has a patent for Microsoft has a patent for a cryptocurrency system that goes inside the human body that would literally fulfill the Book of Revelation. Now, you say, Clay Clark, why are you so passionate? I am somebody who, I have read that Bible. I have read that Bible from cover to cover. And Alex, what I've discovered is the Bible, it says in Revelation chapter 13, verses 16 through 18. I'm going to read this to your listeners because they deserve to have the actual scripture read to them. King James Version, it says, and he causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their forehead, and that no man might buy or sell, save that he had the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Here is the wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. The Bill Gates patent is WO2020-060606. So what am I saying? I'm saying that the Luciferians are diligent devils that want to put us in quarantine camps. And I'm asking for the Christians right now who are watching right now. I'm calling on you to get involved. It is the Great Reawakening versus the Great Reset. I have done everything that I can do, and I will continue doing it. At the peak of the lockdowns, I sued the mayor of Tulsa, Oklahoma, to keep our city open. I converted my building that you see behind me. I turned my building into a church because the churches were locked down. And what I have found is that many Christians, not your listeners, but many Christians have been asleep at the wheel. Meanwhile, the Luciferians are diligently throwing out the number 666 and making their technology. And if you go to timetofreeamerica.com/revelation, I have put the timeline there for you. So if you go to timetofreeamerica.com,
say it again. We're going to put it on screen right now when we come back from break. Man, you're on fire, Clay Clark. Continue.
It's timetofreeamerica.com/revelation. And you will see in 2002, the Centers for Disease Control patented the coronavirus transmissible to humans with patents number 7279327. In 2002, the CDC patented the coronavirus transmissible to humans with patent number 7279327. And in 2008, the NIH, Alex, began research on how to block out the God gene, which is called the VMAT2 gene. They believe in God, too, and they want to block the God gene.
And no matter what they do, God will overpower. But you're right. We should rejoice. Revelation is being fulfilled right now. And what we're doing is getting people ready. When the Antichrist comes, there'll be the biggest revival ever, the Bible tells us. This is an incredible time.
Alex, people from all over the country are coming to these events, and regardless of what the mainstream media says, and I'm not attacking anybody that makes a profit. I'm not attacking Charlie Kirk or Bill O'Reilly for hosting events. But for my events, my wife and I felt convicted that God was wanting us to do these events and to let people name their price. So if you're attending, my wife and I, we don't take any income or any salary from these events. We have folks like Dr. Zelenko, Dr. Rashid Batar. We have Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, Dr. Peter McCullough. Many of the big names that have only been allowed to share the truth on your program, and Joe Rogan and other, which are now becoming mainstream programs. These people all speak without censorship on the Reawaken America tour. But I want everybody to be able to attend. So if you want to get a ticket, go to timetofreeamerica.com. TimeToFreeAmerica.com. And if you mention that you heard about this, the event through the Alex Jones Show, we're going to give you free access to our meet and greet. And we'll actually give you an opportunity to meet some of the speakers. So again, go to TimeToFreeAmerica.com to claim your tickets. We're going to Virginia Beach in July. And in August, we're going to Rochester, New York. Why? Because General Flynn and Eric Trump want to take the Reawaken America tour to New York, into the belly of the beast, baby.
Hi, Clark. I've seen you on Owen. I met you. I mean, you are on fire, brother. Is the pendulum not swinging back right now? Whether Elon Musk is good or bad, he gets that the public's awake. He's saying everything we're saying. This is incredible.
I am seeing people wake up. Alex, when I get to the event, I always get there at 5 a.m. each day, and I try to meet as many people. So when we have, 10,000 people that get in, or 5,000 people, I want to shake all of their hands. And I did that symbolically for the first one because people were still afraid to shake hands. They were told they need to socially distance and wear a mask. And I said, I will shake every person's hand.
You're breaking the will of their fear.
Alex, as people are discovering the Great Reset for the first time, when I meet these people in line, I encourage everybody, go to timetofreeamerica.com/revelation to continue this conversation.
Clay Clark, unbelievable. Stay there, brother. Wow.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRA.
All right, Clay Clark runs the Reawaken America tour. He is a talk show host, knocking it out of the park. He is on fire right now. As we go into the world government, as we go into the transhumanism, as they announce in Italy and in Canada that you've got to have a Davos Group ID to buy or sell or live, everything is happening. And the good news is more and more mainline churches, Clay Clark, are actually talking about this now. So as you said earlier, conservatives, populist Christians are really waking up right now.
Well, I just encourage everybody, you got to understand there's the Great Reset versus the Great Reawakening. So I have a copy of the book. I wish I didn't, but I do. It's called COVID-19, The Great Reset. And COVID-19 is a book written by Klaus Schwab, the head of the World Economic Forum. And COVID-19 stands for Certificate of Vaccination IDAI. Certificate of Vaccination IDAI. So their plan is to put a Certificate of Vaccination IDAI inside every single person. Now, if we go to timetofreeamerica.com/revelation, you can see that the patents prove the plan. So in 2002, the Centers for Disease Control patented the coronavirus transmissible to humans with patent number, and I'm reading, patent number 7279327. In 2008, research began by the NIH on how to block out the God gene. So in 2008, the NIH began research on how to block out the God gene. In 2010, as you've covered, Alex, the Rockefeller plan was written, and on page 16 of this document, it calls for a world of tighter top-down government control and more authoritarian leadership. Now, if we skip ahead to 2015, the system and method for testing for COVID-19 was actually patented. What? Yes, the system and method for testing for COVID-19 was actually patented in 2015. And then in 2015, check this out, Harvard's Charles Lieber, who was heavily financed by Bill Gates, and Jeffrey Epstein, Charles Lieber, he created nanotechnology that uses 5G technology. He created patents that use, again, nanotechnology that goes inside the human body that can be activated via 5G. And if you don't believe me, folks, just go to timetofreeamerica.com/revelation and you can follow right along there. So what is this all about? At the end of the day, what is this all about? It's all about actually putting technology inside your body that has the ability to control your thoughts. So what I thought what I could
so
do
they
here,
own it. And the thing is, Harari and the World Economic Forum say you have no free will. We're taking your body over. The FDA last year approved nanotech in the food and said we're not even having the jurisdiction. This is their revolution. This is their covert war. It's happening now.
You're 100% correct. Now listen to this. This is Yuval Noah Harari. He's saying it out loud. I'm going to try to get through 21 knowledge bombs in 20 minutes with Alex Jones. Can we do it? So this is Yuval Noah Harari saying out loud how the technology works. This is the top advisor for Klaus Schwab. Listen in, folks. Here we go.
A good two-way communication system, direct communication system between brains and computers, this is kind of the watershed moment. I mean, once you have a good two-way, nobody has any idea what happens after that.
He's saying it out loud. And he was asked during an interview, they said, how will COVID-19 change the future of the world? And this is what he says. This is not me saying this. This is, again, this is Yuval Noah Harari openly stating this. I'm going to play this audio clip. This is, again, the top advisor for Klaus Schwab, a man praised by Obama, Zuckerberg, and Gates. Listen to what he says here. This is COVID-19, how he believes it should change the world.
Ideally, the response to COVID should be the establishment of a global healthcare system, a basic healthcare system for the entire human race.
And Alex, right now it's May 17th, and we are now just under 100 hours until the World Health Organization begins to assert its dominance over American sovereignty because of the actions taken by Joe Biden.
It's incredible. We are living in the UN world government takeover. And
correct. And I will say this, Michelle Bachmann, who's obviously not here with us today, but she's a very respectable voice. She chimed in on another program. I want you to just listen to what Michelle Bachmann said, because I think she articulated this urgent matter succinctly, but with a cool head and from a Christian perspective. Listen to Michelle Bachmann explain what's happening.
40 countries have already signed on, including the big guys, the EU, the UK, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, Norway, Switzerland, the real countries. 40 countries have already signed on. So presumably they already have the votes. So the vote will be taken, and then there's a 6-month period before the actual vote becomes effective, and that's in November. And that's interesting timing, because no matter which party wins in the fall, presumably it won't matter, because this creates a platform for global governance.
So, Alex, there's an urgency, and I'm calling
on they're going to bring in the new lockdown after the midterms. They admit that.
I encourage everybody right now to open your Bible to Hebrews 10:25, okay? And I'm going to read this to you. This is why we're doing the Reawaken America tour. It says, Hebrews 10:25, Alex, it says, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much more as ye see the day approaching. Let me translate. We should not stop getting together, as the manner of some is, but we need to exhort, to mentor, to encourage, to empower one another, and so much more as ye see the day approaching. We have got to activate, ladies and gentlemen. We are within right now. We are within 5 days of America's sovereignty being over. It is now time for every single listener to go into Paul Revere mode. I need you to wake up your family and friends, get out the gong, go to timetofreeamerica.com/revelation. Everything I've shared on today's show is cited. All the patents are there. It is spelled correctly. You can find it. The research has been done. Dr. Peter Breggin, Dr. Zelenko, Dr. McCullough, all of my good friends I've met on the Reawaken America tour, they've provided this information to me. And all I've done, Alex, is I've tried to break it down in a way that I can handle, because I'm an entrepreneur. I'm a former disc jockey. I am not a doctor. I am not a scientist. And I needed to break it down so that I could understand it. And that's what the Reawaken America tour is all about, Alex, is we start at 10 a.m. We go till 6 p.m. I don't think people realize this. We have 35 speakers per day, including Eric Trump, Cash Patel, Donald J. Trump Jr., Zelenko. We've even had you spoke at one of the events we did in San Antonio. We've had Owen speak. We've had so many great speakers, Bobby Kennedy Jr. And the reason why we do this event, and the reason why I don't take a salary from these events, and the reason why our speakers are doing this is because we want to save America. So I encourage all your listeners, Go to timetofreeamerica.com. We have under 1,000 tickets remaining for the Virginia Beach Reawaken America Tour. And people are saying, Alex, this is the only place in the world that's allowing people to share this at scale. And virtually every video...
What's beautiful is you guys are selling out everywhere and you are on fire, Clay. It's all real. It's historic. It's happening now.
Alex, I can't tell you how many people I ran into at the Reawaken America Tour in Myrtle Beach that had the shirts that said, Alex Jones was right. And I got to apologize to the listeners out there. You know, for years, I had listened to your program. I knew you were correct. But my wife, we were driving down the road, and my wife asked me, she said, Clay, what are you going to tell your clients to do? I'm a business consultant. I own businesses. And she said, what are you going to tell your clients?